fires are burning. The planets are coming true.
I'm an ass man.
I don't know.
I think it's
planets are turning.
I think the dreams are coming true. Pretty sure. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Corey Castle, and welcome to another exciting edition of Pod Trash. And with me, as always, is my hetero life mate, Rick Feinberg. And Rick Feinberg, I want this opportunity right now. I'm gonna hand the spotlight over to you, and you introduce our guest that we have this week.
The legendary, once again, legendary. I keep saying it, legendary. Mr. Brian Adams.
Hello. Thanks for having me here, guys.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure coming all the way down here to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. It is kind of dirty on the window panes here, but
that's a nice purple tank top there.
Yeah, it's we got it up on here on the monitors here in the studio. We've got up a
purple tank top.
Nice thank you.
Looks nice, dude.
Speaking of which,
where's the other? I thought there was the other guest was supposed to show up.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to get to here. It's my sad duty, unfortunately, to inform you that that Brian Adams has passed away. He was supposed to be here today, but apparently on in August of 2007, he's passed away to actually unknown causes. No one seems to know 5 years later what he has passed away of.
That's a shame, man. You know, I always wanted to meet him.
I think everybody does.
You know what? I think that your motivation to meet him was probably different than ours. Yours was probably like, oh, this fucker has the same name as me.
Yeah. But you know what? He was great at what he did.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Indeed. That's true.
I think he was the best in the world at what he did.
I don't know. Wouldn't say the best in the world. Maybe mid-card, mid-level of what he did on
what about
you know,
that one thing?
What one thing?
You know, the thing.
Well, he was good at that. He did okay.
He entertained millions of people, and that's...
That's very true. Well,
he accomplished that. Mm-hmm. You know, what he set out to accomplish, he did.
That's very true.
Can you hear me true. All right on that?
I can hear you just
talk
fine,
louder.
Sir.
Should I speak a little bit louder? I don't know.
I mean, I could turn up your mic if you like.
Maybe that'll help me. I don't know. Give it a shot. We should have worked this out for like the
We were sitting here for half an hour grieving over the death of Brian Adams because we just found out today as he is not here. Watch your audio turn up super loud on...
Whoa. So what do we have going on today, guys?
There's a few things that I kind of wanted to talk about, and there's some things that I kind of wanted Rick to talk about, and you know what? You can just shake your mouth the whole time. I'm fine with that.
That's no way to
Rick,
treat
what
a
was
guest.
It?
What did you say, boy?
That's no way to treat a superstar such as Brian Adams. Not the Brian Adams that has just recently in our minds passed away.
Are you talking with chips in your mouth?
I'm allowed to talk to my mouth for it. Hey, it's my show. I can do what I want.
All right.
What was it that you wanted to say?
I know you said something. You wanted to talk about movies. I figured we'd
get
into that.
Well, over this past weekend, I just rewatched the movie Little Shop of Horrors, starring Rick Moranis, Steve Martin. It's a good movie. It's a musical. Mm-hmm. But I find it a good movie. I really identify with the female character in this movie. She's living on Skid Row. Her whole dream. No, not like
she,
I don't want to marry a guy named Seymour.
She was
or anything.
A pretty young thing. You know what I'm saying?
Like
she was a she had an annoying voice, but I always identified her. She lived on Skid Row. She wanted to move out. She wanted to marry the person of her dreams. This, that, and the other thing, and every time she sings a song, it's called, what is that song called? Somewhere That's Green. That always reminds me of when I was living in a cockroach-infested basement, and I couldn't get out, and I couldn't build my way up to get out. And I see you raising your hand. Corey Castle currently lives in that situation. But every time I hear her sing that song, I start to tear up. Like, I get a little choked up with that song. What's that?
I was just going to say, yeah, sure, go ahead. No, I really wasn't going to say that. I didn't know what I've already forgot what I was going to say.
I have, if you need it, I have a couple tampons in my pocket for your
Well, this
vagina.
Is what I wanted to get to.
you got a cabinet full of airplane stickers?
Pussy.
This is what I wanted to get to. The, Now that's an extreme case. Obviously, not every man would cry at that. But I wanted to talk about movies that men do cry out, and what is okay and what is not okay. Okay. Like, obviously, me crying at Little Shop of Horrors, not okay. That is, you know, I deserve a tampon joke in that,
situation. I have one. No, but you know what? I regret saying that joke because I've cried at movies before.
Of course.
My dog Skip.
I've never seen my dog.
Frankie Muniz?
It's sad, yeah. Oh. The sad one.
He's an acclaimed actor.
The dog passes away.
I've never seen the movie, but...
I have no idea.
And that's Frankie Muniz. The great, the very talented Frankie Muniz. I think he's like a dick sucking cokehead, isn't he now?
That was a little harsh, though.
I think I'll look it up. I mean, I'm pretty sure he sucks dick for cokehead.
Why don't you just Google cock sucking?
I'll look up Frankie Muniz if you want me to.
I have no idea who that even is.
He was from Malcolm in the Middle. He was like the. Oh. He was Malcolm.
He was in the middle.
And he was in the middle. he was in a. Some other movies. I don't know.
All right, so we got Little Shop of Horrors and My Dog Skip. What do you got, Corey Castle?
You're going to think I'm stupid for it.
Because Little Shop of Horrors is a manly movie to cry about.
You might not even. Frankie Muniz is dead too.
No,
he's not.
You might not even get it if I say it because not everybody's seen it. But there's a movie called The Sixth Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's about basketball and has Marlon Wayans in it.
Okay.
And his brother dies slam dunking a basketball.
What? Okay.
Why did you cry at that?
I don't know.
I just want to know how he died slam dunking a basketball.
The glass was shattered. The glass shattered on the backboard, and he fell and broke his neck and died.
Jesus. Was that terrible.
Was that a Pixar?
No. It was a live action movie.
It was a Disney flick.
But I cried at that movie.
Yeah.
But then his brother came back as a ghost and helped them win the championship.
Oh. Was David Spade in that?
I don't know. No, that was Senseless.
Flubber. Senseless, that's what it was. Flubber. What's an example of a movie that, you know...
That is okay?
It's not cool.
I don't think I was being for real when I said that. When I talk about stuff that, like, for real...
Are you getting choked up now?
Yeah. No, but, like, I can relate... Stuff that I can relate to in a way. Like, you said you related to Little Shop of Horrors. And, like, something that would actually make me cry. I don't think that... what was it? My Dog Skip? I don't know. Did that really make you cry?
Yes,
or just being,
I'll bring it up.
Being sarcastic.
No, well, this is what... Let me put a frame of reference into it.
You had a dog named
Skip. Near the end of the movie, Frankie Muniz moves away to college. The dog grows old. And the dog can't move on with him. And he dies. And there's this part where... You know, that's a small ball.
Sounds like Toy Story.
No, there's a place.
Is that Pixar?
There's a place in the movie where the dog is no longer to hop on the bed or do anything. It's sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
Sounds like a good point of reference. Thanks for that.
It is.
No, but
I understand. Well, I understand.
Cry during a Marlon Wayans
movie. Dude, you know what? I cried during an episode of South Park.
Here, I have it right here, dude. Watch this.
I don't want to watch. We're on the radio.
Just watch it real quick.
Are we really taking time out of this? That's not going to work, sir. Holding
the microphone
up.
Is not going to watch the watch trip. I don't want to watch it.
Can you just watch it real quick.
Can I watch it when we're done recording this?
Look at that dog.
Yes. The air.
It's adorable.
We are on
fuck
the
you guys.
Air.
I'll pause it. And
we'll watch it when we're done, right. And then we'll come back next week and we'll disagree
Check
or
out
agree
that
with
dog's
you.
Ass.
Yeah, you pause it right as the dog's tail is up in the air and his ass is hanging out.
Look at my doggy butthole.
Look at how adorable that doggy's balloon knot is. Check that out. Anyway, back to serious things. A film that actually did bring tears to my eyes was. Good Will Hunting. Have you ever seen that?
I have not.
How about yourself?
Bryan Adams.
Sorry.
Have you seen Good Will Hunting?
Bits and pieces. I don't remember a part where I would want to cry, though.
I think it was...
Ben Affleck's acting?
No. But there's like a part...
I like Ben Affleck.
Yeah, he's a shitty actor, but I like Ben Affleck, too.
I like Ben Affleck also, yeah. So anybody who doesn't like Ben Affleck... And is now listening to our podcast, has stopped listening to it.
Yep.
Don't want to listen to it anymore. Did you see The Town, though? That was good.
The Town? I did not.
Oh, that was
I saw. That was really good.
It was really good.
He's a good actor. He's been a good actor.
Affleck, but go, you're go the ahead. Bomb in
except,
Phantoms,
for,
yo.
Except for when he was in
Goodwill Hunting.
What was it?
Oh, I forget what his name was.
Something.
Shannon something, yeah. Worked at Fashionable Mail.
But the part in Goodwill Hunting was he met this girl who went to Harvard, and he was like seeing her, and he kept lying about this family, and he had all these brothers and stuff. And she was like, how come you never take me to see your brothers? And how come, blah, blah, blah. She confronted him with all of it. And he was like, he was really an orphan, and he had been in all these homes, and he had all these scars from being beat.
I remember that.
He being beat and abused. And he's like, he was like going off on her, and he's like, I can't tell you this shit's not from like sports and stuff. Do you really want to hear how this fucker abused me? And you don't want to hear that. Like, because she was like rich and had this perfect life, and her, like, she was sheltered and didn't understand it. So he's like, I don't know how to like kind of break that to like, so to me that like it related to my life also. I mean, I think, you know, I can relate to that. And I wouldn't call somebody a pussy for crying in a movie.
One thing I am a pussy for, I mentioned before, I cried in an episode of South Park.
Yeah, pussy.
Did you ever see the Thanksgiving one where Timmy has the retarded turkey?
Yeah.
Anybody see? Dude, when he gets rid of the turkey in the middle of it, when he's like, you know, he says, gobbles, gobbles, like he's pointing away, like he's trying to get rid of it. And then gobbles keeps on following Timmy.
That's like,
it's like the episode of Lassie or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of like that. But then he just looks at the turkey and he's like, Timmy, Timmy, gobbles, Timmy. And then he drives up. That's so fucking sad.
That sounds sad.
It is. It brought a tear to my eye. But actually, I wanted to talk about good things, movies that it's okay to cry at. My number one for this is Rocky II. When Adrian is laid out, like she gets sick or something happens to Adrian, and then her and Rocky have this like discussion in a locker room somewhere. It's like,
I want you to win.
Yeah, yeah.
It was in the hospital bed.
Just win.
It?
Just yeah. win, Rocky. Just win. And then Mickey jumps up. Well, what are we waiting for? You know,
did that whole cry thing, at that moment? Right
not
then?
When he jumped up and screamed that, but like she's like, win, Rocky. And the music hit. Like that was like so fucking inspirational that it made me cry.
Okay.
Anybody else?
I don't have an example similar to that at all. Like parts of a movie that were inspirational kind of make you cry kind of stuff.
Yeah. Rudy, the movie Rudy. Jesus Christ, I cried like 3 times during that movie.
I don't think I've ever like cried from inspiration, but I get like chills from it. And like stuff gets me inspired, but I never get to a point where like I never cry. I've never had happy tears in my life.
No.
Sorry if I depress you that I've never had happy tears, but it's never happened.
You gotta cry those happy tears.
Like, I've tried to cry happy tears, and like, I know happy tears are possible at this moment, but then they never come. I'm like, this should be a moment where I should have happy tears, but I fucking don't.
I do the Dr. Evil thing when people are around, when I'm watching something, and I just... like just hold it on.
No,
like just that hold it in noise.
Like when there's stuff like sad stuff, you get that lump in your throat.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be the extent of it for me. Right. Like I don't. Mm-hmm. I think I got to a point where, like, I rarely cry at anything anymore. Like something has corrupted me and desensitized me to getting to the point where I'm going to cry about stuff. Like I want to all the time. I'm like. Fucking something make me cry already. I'm building this up. There's tension and it doesn't happen.
Now you're a robot.
Yeah. I have no emotions. But
Brian Adams, anything to add?
This is just a sad fucking conversation.
It's all depressing.
Let's go on to something else. Brian, did you have anything that you wanted to talk about on the episode this week?
Well, you know, my good friend Meatloaf is coming to town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why don't you plug that?
Yeah, well,
let us know where that
August,
is.
August 7th at Tower
August
Theater.
August 2nd, I think you said it was earlier.
August 7th.
7th?
August 7th.
August 7th at 7?
August 7th.
The 7th at 7?
Meatloaf is coming to Tower Theater, so, you know, get your tickets to the Meatloaf concert.
Now, are you performing with Meatloaf, or is this...
No, I stopped doing that. I'm doing this now.
Okay.
Doing podcast.
Podcast live on stage.
Maybe I'll get my own podcast one of these days.
Yeah, one of these days, maybe.
But
sad about Bryan Adams dying.
Mm-hmm.
Can't help but look at this Bryan Adams and think about the other Bryan Adams.
Well, I like to think of the movie Twins when I think of the other Bryan Adams. You know, it's kind of like
not identical twins. Kind of,
it's like, you know, he was my Danny DeVito.
Yeah. All the extra shit.
I actually forgot that he died. I knew that he died. I forgot. Just one of those things. Forgot to tell you guys that. What did you want to talk about? How was your comedy show?
That's kind of what I wanted to get into. It was... All right. On Saturday, I performed at some bar, whatever. And this woman came up to me after the show. And hold on, I'll just kind of talk to you about one of the jokes I do. Is I say, right. I say in my stand-up, I say, in my entire life, I've always had this like secret passion to meet a really shady, untrustworthy, lying, drug-dealing midget, and go up to him on my knees and get right in his face and say, "I trust you just about as far as I can throw you." And it got a good laugh at the place.
Sure.
And then after the show, this woman came up to me and she goes, I want to talk to you. I was like, all right. She was like, you were funny. You were really funny. But my son is a little person and we don't use the M word. And
The M word?
The M word, yes. It's derogatory. And what's that?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
She said using
the M word, not the N word.
Using the M word, midget.
Oh, midget.
She said that's equal to using the N word for black people, and I immediately I immediately thought that we were gonna have like a fight. Like I thought I was gonna have to defend myself and like yell at this woman, because like I was like, this crowd was like an older white crowd, and they were like, it seemed like they were kind of like stuck up a little bit. Hold on one second.
Well, all right.
So, and the...
Take that, stuck-up older crowd.
You just did, like, a really, really chick, like, chick, take that. I don't know who you messing with.
That's for all the people that can't see me.
So, I thought, because when I do the one joke where I talk about deaf people, and I was like, being deaf is like a disability. And this one woman in the crowd was like, "No, it isn't. No, it isn't." And I'm like, "Hearing is an ability, and if you don't have that, it's a fucking disability." Like, I was like on the defense, and I just wanted to like just yell at anyone who was gonna come up to me. But then this woman came up to me, and she was talking to me about whatever, about her son being a small person. And then she was like, "Yeah, he's a comedian, and he's lived in L.A. for like the last 15 years."
As soon as he walks on stage, he gets a laugh.
I'm like, and he uses that to his advantage, and like, he's like actually famous. He's in a lot of stuff. He's from this area.
Okay.
Can I give a hint of what he's in without telling people what who he is?
Just don't. I mean, I don't want to like get too much into it, but
you're already deep in the balls deep.
We're 5 minutes into it already.
But the way I was thinking of it, I was like, it's just a word. I'm not like going right to you and saying you are this. Like, it's your goddamn fault. And I said to the woman, like, my first thing was, this is entertainment. People paid to walk in the door to be entertained, to get a laugh. So I put it in the context to get a laugh. Like, I didn't do it going like, anybody here have midget relatives? I'm going to pick all over them. Like, I'm gonna spit in their faces. Like, that's not what I wanted to do. I'm not trying to offend anyone. And like, an immediate thought that went through my head, she was like, "Oh, it's like using the N word for a black person." I'm like, "What if you meet a black midget?"
No, it fucking isn't.
I want to go up to a black midget and be like, "Which word offends you more?"
Yeah.
And I'll be like,
"Which word got you whipped 200 years ago?"
Yeah.
Which word was yelled out a lot as you were being raped? Yeah. But I'm pretty sure it wasn't the M word.
But
her saying that she's being racist.
That is racist right there.
I feel like...
We don't tolerate that on this show.
I feel
not
like...
at all.
Like, I said to her and I said to a bunch of friends, since I've had the conversation since it happened on Saturday, I said, like these words, like the N word and midget and faggot and stupid and queer, like and pussy and dyke and what other words can I say?
I don't know.
I'm gonna say anything else.
Get them out.
Kike or Jew or whatever. Well, Jew is not really a
Jew and kike are the same thing.
I know, but I'm trying.
Actually, I don't know what kike means.
I bet you this midget's just a real prick in real life. It's a real prickly midget.
But no, but the thing is, like, I don't. She was like, oh, but you were really funny. Like,
yeah.
Like,
everything else was funny, just don't like the midget.
She was like, you talk about disabilities a lot. And I was like, well, I'm surrounded by disabilities. Like, you don't know my story. I went up there to perform what I performed. And
you don't know me.
Then I was like, I didn't say, this is like the thoughts I was having internally. But I was still on the defensive.
Should have been like, hey, you know what? My best friend is 5'3". And that's close enough. I should be allowed to make that joke.
I was like, my friend's daughter is a baby. That's fucking close enough. But anyway, I was like going back and forth with this woman. I mean, and it was a pretty cool conversation after a while. And it got to a point where she was like, you know, like we were relating on a lot of things. And what are you showing me?
It's Frankie Muniz.
Why the fuck?
Why do I care? He's in a picture with...
He's a race car driver now. That's
from
Seal.
True Blood.
That's Seal.
That's a dude from True Blood.
This guy right here is Seal.
That is not Seal. That's a dude from Gladiator.
Okay. Oh, sorry. But Frankie Muniz is a race car driver now.
You know what? Just because that's one picture, that doesn't mean that's what he is.
Look at him. He's so cute. Look at his smile.
Great audio.
But to talk about the kid... Kid, I'm calling him a kid. He's an adult.
He's 40.
He's grown. But, like, he's moved to L.A.
Uh-huh.
He is an attraction.
Can you just tell him who it is?
What I have a question.
He's made a fortune off of the fact...
If Rich guesses who it is, can we
I don't
tell
care
him?
Who it is. Is it the black guy from
You're like, no, I don't care who it is.
No. If he's a black guy, she wouldn't have said N-word is the equivalent. So
I was thinking the guy from Bad Santa.
No.
Is it the guy from Seinfeld?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
All right, well, there, it's on the table.
But the thing
now
is...
Now it's out there.
But the thing was, I was like, this isn't... My intention is not to hurt anyone's feelings. And I'm like... And that got me to thinking, like... I was watching a TV show the other day, and they said, bullying is an epidemic. And as soon as I heard them say that, I was like, that is fucking bullshit. And I will yell it right in the person's face who said it on TV. It's bullshit. Bullying has been around forever. Like,
yeah, it's
kids,
not something
kids
new that just
today
developed.
Are just fucking pussies and they can't deal with it. Like, dude,
I got bullied all the time.
You got bullied,
dude.
Like a motherfucker. I bet you did too, right?
Sure.
Right, Rick?
Sure.
I got bullied. I wore a fucking eye patch in school.
Like, I dealt it back, dude. That's what you have to do. You
like,
can't
you just
pussy.
Toughen up. I wore an eye patch. I was in special ed. Like, I fucking relate to every... That is a great picture. Thanks
Although
for showing
I did, I wouldn't call it bullying, but I did call a midget once a dwarf when I was in fourth grade.
No, but that
and
was
he punched me in the stomach.
You did
in
a good
the,
thing. You're not supposed to call them midgets anymore.
You're not supposed
to call them dwarfs either.
This woman wrote me a note. That was the mom wrote me a note. Said never say the word midget. Say dwarf or
and
little
I'll give
person.
You a dollar. I thought dwarves and midgets were different.
No, but
according to the no talent hack from Seinfeld, midget hack.
That was not me.
I don't care. It's Brian Adams, and I can say that because I'm fucking Brian Adams. You're not supposed to call them midgets. You're supposed to call them dwarves.
But I feel like that's more derogatory than
faggots.
I think dwarf and little person are both more derogatory than midgets.
I think they are too, but midgets don't care about that. What I want to know...
Midgets don't have feelings.
No, that's not what I said.
But the woman told me to
midgets
message...
Midgets aren't human.
To message the guy. Uh-huh. So I wrote him on Facebook, and he wrote me back. And he was like, oh, you must see that there's such a fine line in comedy. And I'm like, but you
no,
have to...
No, there isn't.
There really is.
You know what I'm going to do, though?
Because you're
absolutely right, Corey. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to type in... To Google midget, I'm going to type in...
Midget Seinfeld.
I don't
midget.
Care what you type. Just type it and then let Seinfeld. Us keep talking. Shut up. Brian Adams, I'm not going to invite
gonna
you back.
I'm going to take that
week.
Laptop away from you, sir.
Midget from Seinfeld. Mickey Midget Seinfeld. That's what this guy's known as.
Okay.
All right, well...
Here he is.
Okay. Now, my question
Even
is...
Even his picture's small. Danny Woodburn.
Anyway, no, but I mean, like, he was like... It's dehumanizing to to say that. I'm like, but
why?
Like the
why
more the more it? You're saying that, do you, it's. I feel like it's like it's dehumanizing to say dwarf. I think it's dehumanizing to say little person because you're. It's like, oh, you're not a regular person. You're a fucking little person. You're not. Like, I feel like that's more derogatory than saying midget. Midget is more accepted.
I'm gonna start calling them. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
He's from Abington, so yeah, he is.
But
he's from around here, yeah.
So I mean, like, I exchange messages with the guy, and like my thought process on it, and I'm like, bro, you have made a living off of this. I am not making a living from doing comedy. I got paid $10, and I got to eat on the house. Like, that's all I get. You live in L.A. You work the comedy store and the improv, and like. Every big, huge comedy club, and you're on movies and shit, you're making a living off of being a midget. That's how you made a living. I'm making nothing. I'm not trying to shoot on you, bro. I'm not trying to, like, I'm not trying to start a war or anything. My other defense was, I've been in wrestling for a really long time, and I've like, traveled around, and I've had wrestling matches with little people. Uh-huh. And they don't mind being referred to as midgets because they realize it's a show and it's an attraction. And that's the point. That's how they got on the show. That's how, like, that's what brought them to the dance. This is the dance.
Guess where this motherfucker went to college?
Google is the worst.
No, this is from an interview. This is an interview from himself, dickhead.
Okay, from now on.
All right.
Do not put the laptop in front of him.
He is an alumni. Like,
oh, my God. Who cares?
He's a fellow alumni with Matt Flowers. Okay. With the Temple University. Same school.
Well, Matt Flowers has no showed, and he's not responded to any of our texts. I'd rather have him here than your annoying, stupid ass.
All right.
My
point. Get to the point of your story.
The thing is, my point was, like,
listen
the
to this.
Bully,
just listen to this real quick.
You said get to your point, and then you fucking cut me off.
Then I want to talk after you talk.
I'm turning your microphone off.
Go ahead.
Which one's yours?
Just go.
You're going to find this so interesting. 3 minutes. Though. You're going to find this so interesting.
Okay. So tell me, and then I'll get to my point.
Okay.
Go ahead.
In this interview from Philly Mag, you set Roger Ebert straight after he called you a midget in a review, which you said is like using the N-word. What do you feel about that? It becomes an... his quote, when I read a review and they add, on top of all this bad stuff, the show also features midgets, it becomes an insult.
Right. Well, I mean,
you also coined the phrase midget and said, Ebert, you're my midget. That's fucking racist. This motherfucker is a contradicting little dick.
He's like a starburst. He's juicy.
So wait, what do you say about that?
No, look, dude, I don't think there's anything wrong with the guy. I mean, I get it. Like
when a comic makes a joke, it's always the dwarf. It's never the dwarf. It's always the midget, which is exactly what you did. But you did what exactly he doesn't like.
But who cares? My point is what's the difference if you call him a midget, a dwarf, a little person, an elf? But like, who fucking cares?
I feel like why if I'm is on it derogatory? Stage and I'm telling a joke. If I'm a comedian and I'm telling jokes,
is anybody going to answer my question? I'm not worried about offending. There is no fucking difference.
There's
no
difference. Make a big deal out of it's it. Just that
why?
People
why is midget?
People
offensive?
Think they're going to change the world, and they're fucking not. When people say, oh, bullying is epidemic, it's not fucking going anywhere. People are going to be bullies. Kids are just going to be pussies and kill themselves.
No, I get that.
That's what I'm saying. And, like, the fucking thing with the midgets, the word midget, the word faggot, the word nigger, none of that shit's going anywhere. So by being offended by it, you're just giving it more power than it fucking deserves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so there's no difference between there's no difference between midget, little person, dwarf. All right, I get it. I won't say midget in front of your mother again. I won't say midget in front of you again, but like the thing is, I'm just, you know, trying to. I'm not making a living off of this. I'm not. It's not like I'm going around selling I say midget T-shirts. I'm not making.
That's what I agree with. Who the fuck is this asshole to say you can't say that to make a living?
I don't make a living off of it. I don't make a living off of anything I do. I live in my mom's basement. I fucking woke up the other day. There was a bird next to my bed. I swear to Christ. He flew in through the gutters and was fucking flying around next to my bed. I fucking live in nothing. Like, I have no money and I have no life. I'm a fucking loser. I don't have a car. I don't have a license. Just, like, put it all on the table. I'll let you know. I'm not making a living off of any fucking thing I do. This podcast doesn't give me money. Nothing puts money in my pocket unless I go out and get a job. But I fucking can't because I'm supposed to be disabled. So, you know, suck it.
So the real goal here is to get the midget from L.A. to make a joke about your disability.
Yep, and then everything will be fine. You know what? It'd be fine if, like, he could talk about... If that'll get me press, if that'll somehow get me paid.
the thing is, dwarf is the medical term.
I don't care.
That's why he's probably upset, dude.
Dwarf is the medical term. He's not in the hospital, so fuck him.
It's not a disability, really. I mean, if being deaf isn't a disability, then being a dwarf isn't a disability. I mean, it's just the way you're born. I was born with horrible eyesight. I had a fucking eye patch when I was a kid. My brother's gay. My sister's gay. My mom has MS. Sure, we're all fucked up. Everybody, my dad has one testicle. Everybody fucking has their own shit. Your dad has one leg. Like, come on. Just stop being offended by shit.
Brian Adams' dad has one leg?
Yeah.
I never knew that about you, sir.
I do. Or he does.
No, but, I mean, everybody has their own shit. And you can't just, like, sit around and be offended by every stupid thing, especially when it's in, like, an entertainment standpoint. And I'm not even fucking making a living off of it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guy from L.A., if you're going to listen to this podcast. Sorry if
he's one of the 34 listeners.
I'm not sorry. No, I think he should go fuck himself.
I'm not sorry at all. I think he should get it the fuck over himself. That is my point.
I mean, he's probably sitting in a nice house that he owns.
Very small.
Custom made. That he had the money to get custom made.
Doorknobs 3 feet off the floor.
No, but I mean, like, I get it. Like, I said to him, he said, like, oh, you have to understand why the M word is so bad, because it's dehumanizing. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of feel the same way about the word stupid, because people made fun of me for being stupid and being a special ed. But I'm trying to make a living off of my stupidity, as you've already made your living off of your fucking disability. Give me a hand if that's the case. Thanks for
bravo,
that.
Bravo.
Let's wrap it up, guys.
All right, Brian Adams says to wrap it up. So for this episode of Podtrash, I am Rick Feinberg, the midget over here, Corey Castle, and
Brian Adams.
The N-word over there, Brian Adams. We will see you next week with more people to make fun of. Maybe faggots. Who knows?
We're going
to
make fun
faggots.
Of
faggots. When you lose your love, and it makes your life turn cold. When it tears you apart, your heart and soul just can't go on. When love's alive, it sets you free. When it's gone, it's plain to see how it